Judy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay.
Did you have a nice weekend?
Yeah, I did. I just had an exhausting week last week, but the weekend was good.
It's the 3-week period.
Yeah, it was very exhausting. There's some things I have to learn.
Well, we all have to learn those things, whatever they are.
Yeah, I know what they are. It's just difficult doing them.
I hear you.
I hope you're feeling well.
I am, thank you.
Okay, good.
Brandela.
Good evening.
Good evening, Brandela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula Chimincha. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sarvenu Baharenu No Ra Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rakame Sikatcha Tamid Gamle Betet Reish Tzadi Taf Gimel Tassim Kadosh Biro Tucha Nael Adata Het Kuf Bet Bet Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushatach Yud Gimelamed Pesayim Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Tzadi Yudtach. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum Vechanun, Erech Apayim. The Rav Chesed Be'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alachim, Notzer Awon Wafesha, Bechata'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from the Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kutcha b'richu ishtinte b'chilu Erchimu b'chilu b'chilu erchimu Le'ata l'shem yudhe b'valhe b'yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. Lalasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananeihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Tar Tane Nam Dekujja Parichu Koma Diaved Le'ela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Le'eid Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Vadah Yaleya Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikolai Spirish Bialma. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom liami liYisrael untati vushakam tata willo yirgaz od willo yosifu. Bene of la la anoto ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo la yo sayote ala me. Mehe shi la la he aka aka heta. Heza yo ala da la awa he heya. Yoza la me be he he re yo he kome. La awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la. Nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me. Nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he pe sa re. Wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo wa he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me. Me be shi la yo he anu a kame ta. He he yo anu da la he wa he me a. Yo cha la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo a a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he shi o shi she ala me nu hey anu wata me la hey hey ayo uko me yo re a hey be hey be ta re no wa me wa hey be yo a hey ala wa me za yo ta hey be me ka ko ala a hey hey wa re la hey yo yo me hey la yo me hey me The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 27th day of Tammuz, it is the Hilulah for Yosef HaTzaddik, and after our class tonight, we will make a connection to Yosef. Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky, Rabbi Elazar Abachatzeria, we will now connect to the meditations that we do for the 3 weeks. The first meditation is Tet Dalet Hey Dalet, one letter to the right of Hashem's name. The second meditation is one letter to the left, which is Kaf Vav Zayin Vav. And the third meditation is the central column, utilizing the Atbash letter substitution, Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi. The three names together have a gematria of 360, which is the letter Shin when spelled out, Shin Yud Nun. The fourth meditation is on the word Retse, because the same letters spell the word Serah. Serah translates as troubles. Retse can be translated as opportunities. We have a need for energy assistance to make that transformation from troubles to opportunities. And we do so utilizing the letters Resh Tzadi He, which is a gematria of 295, to which we add the name Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is 65. So together, 295 and 65 is 360, again creating the letter Shin, Shin Yud Nun. The fifth meditation is utilizing the word Sim Shalom with a gematria of 726. And the two Shins that we created in the first four meditations, total 720, and when we add one for each of the six names of Hashem that we utilize in these meditations, Tet Dalet Hey Dalet, Kafav Zion Bav, Mem Tzadi Hey Tzadi, Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi, Elohim, Hashem, and Adonai. We add 6 to the 720, and we have 726, and this is where we receive the energy to inject the consciousness of peace, shalom, into this period of the 3 weeks. So we will now connect to the Ani meditation, which is a tool to help keep us in balance. Malchut Yo Aheni wa Yohei Yo Aheni wa Yohei Yo Aheni wa Yohei Yosod Yu Ahuni wu Yohu Yu Ahuni wu Yohu Yu Ahuni wu Yohu Hod Yu Ahuni wu Yohu You Ahuni Wu Yohu. You Ahuni Wu Yohu. Netzach. Yahiniwiyohi. Yahiniwiyohi. Tiferet. Yoahoniwoyoho. 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 Gevura. Yah. Niwiyosh. Yah. Niwiyosh. Yah. Niwiyosh. Hesed. Yahiniwiyohe. 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 Bina. Yahiniwiyohe. 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 Hachma. Yahiniwiyoha. 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 Keter. Yahiniwiyoha. 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 We will now connect to the Esther deep roads. Vadaber Elohim et kol ha-devarim ha-eile le-mor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hoseticha. Meretz Mitzrayim mi-bet avadim. Lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo ta'ase lecha Esel v'kol temuda asher bashamayim mima'al v'asher baretz mitachat v'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachave lachem v'lo ta'avdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana, Poked Awon Avot, Al Banim Al Shileshim. We all rebaim, Lishonai, Leosechesed La Lafim, Leohavai Ul Shomre, Mitzvotai Lotisa, Et Shem Hashem. Elohecha la'ashav ki lo yenake Hashem et asher yisa et shemo la'ashav Zachor et yom ha'shabah Bekadsho sheshet yamim Tavod ve'asita kom elachtecha V'yom ha'shvi'i Shabbat la'ashem Elohecha. Lo ta'ase kom lacha ata uvincha. Uvitecha avdecha v'amadcha uventecha. V'gercha asher bisharecha. Ki sheshet yamim asa Hashem et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz et ha-yam v'et kol asher bam v'yanach b'yom ha-shvi'i al ken berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat v'yikad shehu Kabed et avicha v'et imecha Leman yarikun yamecha al ha-adama Asher Hashem Elohecha Noten lach Lo tirtzach Lo tinah Lo tigno Lo ta'ane bereacha Et shaker lo tachmod, et reecha. Lo Kodesh Re'echa V'yavdo V'amato V'shoro Achamoro V'kol Asher L'Re'echa. We'll now say the two lines of the Shema Yisrael. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say in unity. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohecha, Adonai Echa. Now connect to the Shema, not to the Shema, to the Kaddish, which we will use as an elevator to rise to the level of the class.
And
we all say Amen.
Yama divra kirute viyam lich malchute b'chayechonu viyomechonu b'chaye v'kol bet Yisrael v'agalal v'zman kariv v'parach v'ishtabach v'par v'promam v'itnase v'itadar v'itale v'italal shmei dekucha Ve'ela min kol birkata, v'shirata tushbechata, v'nechemata da'amiran. V'alma yehe shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Oseh shalom bimromav. Shalom aleinu, we all call Yisrael, v'imru amen.
Our class tonight is the writings of the Ari. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14, the second column from the left. When the landing page opens up, please scroll down to Parasha Matot. And the second link, A Share of Spoils. If it doesn't open up properly, please scroll down about an inch and a half to where you see the large title, A Share of the Spoils. And we'll start with a L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bidkilu, Urkimu, Udkilu, Udkilu, Urkimu. Le'akta, L'Shem, Yodhe, Buvavhe, B'Yehuda, Shalim, B'Shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu. It takes different kinds of strength to distribute recaptured holiness. In the portion of the Torah read this week, God tells the children of Israel to battle the Midianites in vengeance for their assault, chronicled at the end of Parashat Balak. The Jews slew all the males in battle, and Moses instructed them further to slay all the male children and the females who had reached sexual maturity. God then told Moses, count the booty that was captured, man and beast, and divide the booty equally between those who took the war upon themselves and went out to do battle and the rest of the community. You shall then take a levy for God from the half share of soldiers who engaged in the campaign. You shall take one item in 500 of persons, oxen, donkeys, and sheep, and give them to Eleazar the priest as a contribution to Hashem. In addition, from the half share of the other Israelites, you shall take one portion of every 50 persons, cattle, donkey, and sheep, all the animals, and give them to the Levites who attend to the duties of God's tabernacle. This is an unwritten commentary. But just to be clear, if all of the captured, the word they're using is booty, but all of the captured substance, physical things, people, and the three different types of animals, half of them, half of each category went to the soldiers because they risked their life, and half went to the children of Israel, to each individual person. But then it's being specified about tithing, because one in 500 of the soldiers went to the Kohanim, whereas one in 50 went to the Levites. But it's essentially the tithing. Continuing to read. We must answer the following questions on this passage. One, since Hashem said divide the booty equally, why did he then say from the half share of the soldiers you shall take and give them to Eleazar, when it would have been clear enough just to say from the warriors you shall take and give them to Eleazar, without mentioning again that their portion was a half share? Second question. In the first case, that of the half share of the soldiers, it is written one item in 500, while in the second, that of the civilians, it is written one portion of every 50. Why is there a difference in expression? Why is there a difference in the tithing? Third question. Why, in fact, did God give Eleazar one in 500, which is 0.2%? And the Levites, 1 in 50, also 2%, excuse me, which is 2% as opposed to 0.2%. Question 4. Why, in describing the half share of the civilians, is the expression all the animals added? And in question 5, and why is the expression levy, in Hebrew it's the word mechet, used one only in describing the half share of the soldiers, but not used when it's describing the civilians? The exoteric answer to these questions is those who counted the half share of the soldiers were not required to do so precisely. As we will see, the expression precisely here does not mean that an exact count was not taken of the soldiers' portion. It simply means that their contribution was taken from the overall total of their half share, rather than separated out as the counting was being done. They simply rounded off how many thousands of cattle that were after the counting had been done and calculated the levy accordingly. This is why the expression levy is used only with regard to the soldiers' half. The term levy in Hebrew, mechet, is appropriate for a portion taken from an overall sum. This was done, as we will see, only with the soldiers' half share, but not with that of the civilians. This is also why it is written from the half share of the soldiers. This expression implies that the levy is to be taken from the general sum of the half share, rounded off. In the case of the civilians' half share, however, they had to count every item in detail one by one. As they counted, every 50th item became the contribution to the Levites. In other words, this was done similar to the way tithing in general were required to be given to the Levites. As it is written, as to the tithe of the herd or the flock, of whatever passes under the rod, the tenth will be holy unto Hashem. This is why the expression, one portion of every 50, is used. These two-letter hays are expressions of judgment and severity. The Hebrew word for portion, achuz, literally means that which is grabbed, evoking the image of one counting via physically setting aside every 50th animal as they were passed in front of him to be counted. Thus, the contributions were taken from the respective half share of the soldiers and the civilians in totally different ways. The half share of the soldiers were counted. The sum was rounded off to the nearest thousand, and then the proper number of girls or animals was separated accordingly. In contrast, every 50th girl or animal was separated from the half share of the civilians as it was being counted. This difference accounts for the difference of expressions used in the mitzvot regarding the two half shares. Still, we have only answered questions 1, 2, and 5 of the 5 above questions. I am adding, let me express my continuing amazement and awe at how Hashem uses differences in similar descriptions of the written Torah to teach about spiritual laws. Big picture personalities, like sun sign Sagittarius people, must make extra effort to see these differences when studying Torah. And these differences are quite readily realized by sun sign Virgos, because they're very oriented to the details. Continuing. The esoteric explanation of the above, however, is the same as the mystical explanation of our sages' statement that walking with wide steps diminishes a man's eyesight by 1/500. This statement of our sages can be understood based on what is written in the Zohar regarding how Malchut extends her step outward. As we have explained on this passage, this refers to when the nukva of Zeron Pin and Zeron Pin were together in the womb of their mother, which is Bina. Both Zeron Pin and its nukva are children of Abba and Ima, and here it is evident that they are in a sense twins, in that Ima was pregnant with both of them at the same time. This phase in their development is alluded to in the first hay of the name Havaya, which, as we know, corresponds to the Sephirah of Bina, or its partsuf, Ima. The hay may be viewed as composed of a dalet, which is the top and right leg, and a small vav, the left detached leg. Since the numerical value of the letter Vav is 6, this small Vav may be taken as an allusion to the 6 Sephirot, from Chesed to Yesod, essentially Zeranpin, as they exist in utero within Ima. However, the Zohar tells us at a certain point this Vav grows, a projection at its lower extremity that extends outward. The Hay thus takes on the appearance somewhat of the letter Tav, except that the left leg is, of course, still detached from the top of the right leg. This projection outward is the source of Malchut, the Nufa, within the womb of Ima. This projection at the foot of the Vav is considered an outward step. There are, however, 2 instances of this phenomena. The first is when the Nukva is born and emerges out of the womb of Ima, the first hay of the name Havaya. The second is when the Nukva goes out of the world of Atsilu at the lower extremity of the small Vav within the second hay of the name Havaya. The name Havaya depicts, as we have explained previously, the entire array of Partsufim in the world of Atsilu. But as we know, Malchut, or its Partsuf, the Nukva, descends out of the world of Atsilu in order to create and then rectify the lower worlds. This aspect of Malchut is represented graphically as the projection out of the left leg, the small Vav, of the second Hay. These 2 letters Hay form one Yud, inasmuch as they both originate from Abba, the Yud of the name Havaya. The numerical value of Hay is 5, so the Hay of Bina plus the Hay of Malchut is 5 plus 5, which equals 10, the gematria of the letter Yud. The numerical value of the letter Yud, the 2 letters Hay of the name Havaya, may thus be seen as lower manifestations of the Yud. Bina can be considered to be a byproduct of Chokhmah, in that the subject matter of understanding is the initial insight of Chokhmah. Malchut is considered a product of Chokhmah, in that expression is implicit in this insight. In contrast, the Midot, out of which are formed the Partsuf of Zeranpin, represented by the Vav in the name of Havaya, are more directly a result of Bina, rather than a manifestation of Chokhmah. The emotional response is elicited only when the full intellectual development of the idea in Bina has occurred. I am adding, the above paragraph is an excellent commentary. I recommend you spend some time learning the commentary in depth. Since they are both expressions of judgment and severity, they are called the booty that is captured. As we have explained previously, Bina is primarily a process of evaluating, judging, accepting, and rejecting. The person's previous way of thinking has to be evaluated in light of the new insight, and those aspects of his previous way of thinking that do not fit in with his new higher perception of the truth have to be rejected, often painfully and ruthlessly. Since they are divided into 2 letters Hey, they were commanded to divide the booty into 2. Similarly, Malchut is, as we have discussed previously, constructed out of the Gevurah aspects of the Sephirot that precede it. This is because in order to express an idea through thought, speech, or action, there must be first a large amount of censoring and selecting. This is true in both directions, the infinite idea and its infinite implications. Applications and ramifications cannot all be expressed since the expression is finite. In addition, in order to express the idea properly, the proper words or actions, the colors on a canvas or notes in a musical composition, must be carefully selected. The improper choice of words can vastly distort the meaning. Therefore, the person must be very selective at this point. Thus, in the context both of Bina and Malkut, the mental structures and thought, speech and action patterns chosen are called the booty of the war, in which all unworthy pretenders to the role of vehicles of intellect, of intellection or expression are eliminated. And since they are divided into two letters, hey, they were commanded to divide the booty in two, half for the upper, the first hey, and half for the lower, the second hey. Now it is known that the kings of Edom emerged from the upper hey of Ema, which is termed the land of Edom, as is known. These kings, who are called the soldiers, died because of the extreme amount of gevurah and war in them, as is known. The Arizal is here referring to the world of Tohu. As we have explained previously, this world collapsed because the Sephiroth that composed it were immature and could not properly interact. They were effectively at war with each other. This realm of creation is called Edom, and its Sephiroth are called the kings of Edom. Since Edom is the kingdom of Esau, the perpetually immature wild twin of the mature and holy Jacob. Although we usually conceive of the four letters of the name Havaya as signifying the total array of Partsufim of the world of Atzilut, in other contexts, these letters are conceived of as depicting a much broader span of creation. As we have mentioned on an earlier occasion, the four ways the name Havaya can be spelled out, yielding the four numerical values of 72, representing Chokhmah, 63, representing Bina, 45, representing Zeranpin, and 52, representing Malkut. May themselves be aligned with the four letters of this name. I am adding, below is a description of the letters of Hashem's name related to the Sephiroth, as well as the gematria of the spelled out name. We basically have three the yud of the name Hashem is connected to Chokhmah, and its gematria when spelled out is 72. The he is connected to Bino, and its gematria is 63. The vav is the midot, the zeranpin, and its gematria is 45. And the final he is Malchut, with a gematria of 52. In this scheme, each spelling of the name Havaya produces a corresponding stage of creation. The spelling, whose numerical value is 72, produces the level that precedes the world of Tohu. That whose numerical value is 63 produces the world of Tohu. That whose numerical value is 45 produces the masculine aspect of the world of Tikkun, or Atzilut. and that whose numerical value is 52 produces the feminine aspect of the world of Tikkun, or Atzilut. It is to this scheme that the Arizal refers when he says here that the kings of Edom issued from the upper hay. In contrast, the other aspects of judgment and severity, which issue from the lower hay, are called the community. They inform the lower court, and they are more fragranced and sweetened. It is known that the lower court is called the community. As it is written, God stands in the community of God. Obviously, it would be utilizing different names of God, different attributes. If someone were to look at Psalm 82, verse 1, they would see the two names being different. But in English, it doesn't come across that way. We need to understand that. This has been an unwritten commentary. I am adding, to help clarify the translation is actually, Elohim stands in the community of Elohim. Elohim is the name of Hashem dealing with judgment. Elohim can also be a group of angelic leaders. The community is a code word for Malchut. The Gevura of Bina is much more severe than that of Malchut. In simple terms, this is because it is much more crucial to be selective and critical at the conceptual stage of the creative process than it is at the expressive stage. An error at the conceptual stage will have severe repercussions all down the chain of development. In contrast, if the conceptual stage was passed properly, a lot more latitude can be given to the final means of expression, since the conceptual integrity of the process has been so zealously guarded. The strength and intensity of the concept will be able to shine through a much wider range of expressions. Thus, the upper judicial court of Bina must be much stricter than the lower court of Malchut. The verse quoted from Psalms refers to the rabbinical court. We are taught that God's presence is found, guiding the judgment and giving his approval to the decisions of the judges. The name used for the first God in this verse is Elohim, the attribute of divine justice. The community of God refers to the court. This is the mystical meaning of the verse, "You shall divide the booty equally between those who took the war upon them and went out to do battle and the rest of the community." The two letters He of the name Havaya split between them the booty they snatched from the Yud. The first He is indicated in this verse by the soldiers and the second by the civilians. Now there are always only five states of Gevura, from Chesed to Hod, as is known. These five states of Gevura pour into Yesod, which is therefore termed All, in Hebrew Kol. Their numerical value is 50, since when they are there below in Yesod, each subdivides into 10 sub-sephirot. The sub-sephirot of Gevura of the five sephirot of Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod descend into Yesod, and from there are passed to Malchut, this being how the Partsuf of Nukva is constructed. In the verses, "To you, O Hashem, is the greatness and the power," which is Gevura, "and the beauty," Tiferet, "and the eternity," Netzach, "and the glory," Hod. "For all in Hebrew, Kol, that is in heaven and on earth, is yours. Yours, God, is the kingship, in Hebrew, mamlacha, from the word malchut. The word all, kol, signifies yesod. This is because, as we said, yesod binds the flow of the preceding five sephirot. In our case, the sub-sephirot of Gevurah within them. The numerical value of this word, spelled kuf lamed, or truly kaf lamed, is 50. This alludes to the subdivision of these five states of Gevurah, each into a full array of 10 sephirot. In contrast, when these states of Gevurah are above in Ima, the upper hay, each subdivides into 100, which is the sub-sub-sub-sephirot, giving a total of 500. Their consciousness is nonetheless far more expansive than it will be when they are born. Although while in utero within Ima, the partsufim of Zeronpin and Nukva are not fully developed, their consciousness is nonetheless far more expansive than it will be when they are born and emerge from the womb. This is because Ima is abstract, intellect, while Zeronpin and Nukva are merely the emotional reactions and expression of this intellect. Thus, the sub-sephirot of the sephirot, which will form Zeronpin, chesed to yesod, exists in the womb of Ima in a higher level of differentiation and complexity, indicating their superior intensity of intellect there. Each sub-sephirot divides into 10 sub-sub-sephirot, and then these 10 further subdivide into 100. Sub-sub-sub-sephirot. This is why the portion taken from the soldiers is 1/500, and that taken from the civilians is 150. The soldiers personify the states of Gevurah within the womb of Bina, while the civilians personify the states of Gevurah within Yesod on their way to Malchut. We have now answered question number 3 above. Now, Malchut is referred to the wide step, as we mentioned. Malchut is the projection at the lower end of the small vav, which indicates their unpin of the hay. Since this projection extends outward, it is called the wide step, outward from the hay. This wide step diminishes man's eyesight by 1/500. Man refers to Zeronpin. He is considered the husband of Malchut, for she receives her light and beneficence from the above-mentioned soldiers, from him and through him. This occurs when they are both above, within the womb of Ima. As we said, the five states of Gevurah in the Sephirot of Zeronpin, as it exists in utero, within Ima, each undergo 2 tenfold iterations, giving 5 × 10 × 10, or 500 substates. Thus, Zeronpin at this stage may be said to possess 500 parts of life force, or eyesight. Malchut at this stage receives one portion of these 500 and may thus be said to reduce Zeronpin's life force, or eyesight, by 1/500. At this stage, Malchut is called Nefesh, based on what we have explained elsewhere, that while she is there, she possesses only the name Havaya, spelled out with the letter He, which is called Nefesh. The numerical value of the name Havaya, spelled out with the letter He, is 52. Yud Vav Dalet, He He, Vav Vav, He He, totaling 52. As we saw above, this spelling out corresponds to the Sephirot Malchut. Now, the four letters of God's name also correspond to the five levels of the soul. The tip of the Yud is the Keter, is the Yechidah. The Yud, which is Chachma, which is 72, is Chaya. The He is Bina, which is 63, is the Neshama. The Vav, the Midot, is 45, is the Ruach. And the He, the Malchut, which is 52, is the Nefesh. Thus, the name Havaya, whose numerical value is 52, is associated with the soul level of Nefesh. This is why it is written with regard to the portion taken from the soldiers, one item in 500. The word used for item in this verse is Nefesh. We have thus answered now question number two above. This is also why this portion is given to Eleazar the priest. As it is written, give them to Eleazar the priest as a contribution to Hashem. The priest is the personification of Chesed, which serves to develop this portion into a full-fledged contribution to Hashem, in the sense of something separated. We have explained previously that the priest expressed the divine attribute of loving-kindness, Chesed, while the Levites expressed the attribute of severity, Gevurah. By giving this embryonic version of Malchut to Chesed, the love of Zeranpin showers on it, causes it to grow and develop until at birth it emerges as an independent partsuf and not just an appendage sticking out of the lower extremity of Zeranpin. This process is obviously reenacted in the way Eve is created out of Adam in the Garden of Eden. The word used in this verse for contribution is truma, which literally means a portion lifted up and out of the mass from which it is taken. Thus, giving the 1/500th to Eleazar signifies the making of Malchut into an independent entity of Zeranpin. In contrast, at the later stage of her development, when Malchut is depicted as the wide step protruding from the lower hay, she does not take anything from the soldiers, the states of Gevurah within the womb of Ima. She takes only from her husband, Zeranpin, who is called Israel, as in the mystical meaning of the verse, before there reigned any king over the children of Israel. Once Malchut has emerged and is developing as a partsuf in her own right, her development does not depend on any influx from her in utero origins within Ima. Both she and Zeranpin have severed themselves from the world of intellect and are now developing their own personalities as emotions and expression, respectively. At this stage, Malchut, in the process of becoming the fully developed Nukva of Zeranpin, is developed out of Zeranpin, the emotions. The verse quoted here refers to the account of the primordial kings of Edom, Tohu. This world existed prior to the maturation stage of Partsufim. The Partsuf of Zeranpin is called Israel. She therefore takes only 1/50th, since she receives her influx from Yesod of Zeranpin, which is alluded to by the word all in Hebrew kol, whose numerical value is 50. It is therefore written here one portion, for she clings to and depends upon at this point the lower extremity of the letter Vav, Yesod of Zeranpin. This is in contrast to the stage in utero described above when Malchut is receiving her life force from the soldiers. This is the continuation of the mystical answer to question two. As above, the word for portion here, ahuz, literally means that which is grabbed, evoking the image of Malchut hanging on to the yesod of Zeranpin in order to receive all the influx necessary for her growth and development. This is why the portion taken from the civilians is given to the Levites. They are the legions of Malchut, the supernal choristers, as is known. While the priests perform their duties in the temple silently, the Levites compose the orchestra and the choir. They thus express the emotions that accompanied the sacrificial service. As such, they were obviously instruments of Malchut, the Sephirah of expression. Let us now complete the explanation of the statement of our sages regarding how walking with wide steps diminishes a person's eyesight by 1/500. They go on to say that this lacking is restored when he makes Kiddush on Shabbat evening. The mystical explanation of this is as follows. On Friday, Zeranpin was producing demons, spirits, and succubi, as is known. But when the day was sanctified and it became Shabbat evening, he ceased producing forces of evil and coupled with Malchut. It was then that his eyesight returned to him. We are taught that the forces of evil, the demons, were created in the last moment of on Friday, just before Shabbat. In other words, they were created from the final, lowest, and weakest energies of creation, after God's creative power had been spent, so to speak, in creating the holiness of the world. It is for this reason we are instructed to begin Shabbat every week early, for in this way we cut off the source of the power of evil before it has a chance to propagate. Adam did not copulate on Friday with Eve at all, but with Lamed Lamed, a precursor of his true wife. Adam and Eve were created on Friday. The usual explanation of the primordial sin is that Adam and Eve engaged in sexual relations before they were intended to. That is, they copulated on Friday afternoon instead of waiting for the holy day of Shabbat. By engaging in marital relations outside of the context of holiness, they profaned them. They approached them from the perspective of personal gratification and thus actualized the world's latent potential of egocentricity and evil. However, in certain sources, it is said that Adam did not copulate on Friday with Eve at all, but with Lamed Lamed, the precursor of his true wife. She was the personification of egocentricity, as exemplified by the fact that she insisted on being on top of Adam during their copulation. She thus introduced the element of self-awareness into the sublime experience of marital relations. And the offspring of their union was the various forces of evil that spread throughout creation. On Shabbat, Adam engaged in marital relations with his true wife, Eve. Adam is the earthly personification of Zeranpin, and Eve the personification of the Nukva of Zeranpin. So this whole episode reflects the spiritual process of creation. As we said, on Friday, Zeranpin will produce forces of evil unless we begin Shabbat earlier than the moment it technically begins in order to cut off these forces. Shabbat itself, especially the holy union of husband and wife, reflecting the union of Hashem and Israel, Zeran Fin and Nufa, also serves to cut off the source of life force of the forces of evil. By coupling with his mate, Nukva, Zeran Fin is in a sense reuniting with the 1/500th of his life force that she took from him in order to emerge as an independent Parsuf from the womb of Ima. Thus, by sanctifying Shabbat, his eyesight is restored. It could also be that the Arizal is here alluding to the statement of our sages that it is that the improper issue of semen, other than to one's wife, and then only when she is permitted to him, diminishes a person's eyesight. Focusing on women other than one's wife is a misuse of the power of sight, and misusing one's God-given powers weakens them. By focusing one's love and sexuality intensely on one's spouse, which, as we said, is the essence of Shabbat, the reunion of the divine and the earthly couple, one rectifies his power of eyesight, and his power is restored. That is the end of tonight's class. Does anybody have any questions? As I said, tonight is the Hilulah of Yosef HaSadiq. So I'm going to take a 2-minute break, and then we will start that connection. I do not have a handout for tonight's discussion, but I will be reading from certain websites. So I'm going to describe how you can find those websites. If you do a Google search for the words Joseph, spelled J-O-S-E-P-H, second word is HaSadiq, HaTzadiq. You will find two links. One is titled Joseph the Righteous One. And the other one is called Joseph Sadiq, or Tattletale. They are the only two returns from that Google inquiry of Joseph HaSadiq. Now, if you Google Joseph the Righteous, you will get a number of returns. But I am starting with the Joseph the Righteous One. And this is written by a student of Torah. It's actually on the website of the what's called JTSA, but it's the basic school for rabbinical ordination and cantorial teachings of the conservative movement. As you just heard, this conference will be over in 10 minutes. But 5 minutes later, exactly 8:30 West Coast time, we will have a new recording start up. So at that time, in 10 minutes, we'll be taking a break. So I'm not going to start reading the handouts, but for the next 10 minutes, I'm going to discuss a little bit about what does Joseph HaTzadik mean. When I first started studying Kabbalah through the auspices of the Kabbalah Center, and the leader of the Kabbalah Center at that time was Rabbi Berg. Shraga Berg was his full name. Rabbi Berg and his wife Karen found the Kabbalah Center. They renamed Rabbi Ashlag's center in Jerusalem. And they renamed the center that Rabbi Brandwein had taken over from Rabbi Ashlag. They renamed it to be called the Kabbalah Center. And they moved it from Israel to New York. And they started to build that Kabbalah Center teaching. They brought young Israeli men who had finished their service and were really directionless. And Rabbi Berg, through his teachings, gave them direction, and they became what's known as chevra, friends. And they became teachers, students of Kabbalah, teachers of Kabbalah. That was, generally speaking, in the late 70s and early 80s. And in the early 90s, they expanded into Los Angeles and into other cities where they had Toronto and other cities around the world. Rabbi Berg constantly connected with Joseph HaTzadik. He constantly would reference Joseph HaTzadik. Why is Joseph called a righteous person, a HaTzadik? He's the only one called that in the Torah. The Torah does say he is righteous. He is called Joseph HaTzadik in the Torah. What Rabbi Berg was teaching Joseph HaTzadik is a chariot for the Sefirah of Yesod. And Yesod is the only connection to the physical world, Malchut. There is no other energy flow other than through the channel that comes from Yesod to Malchut. So when Rabbi Berg was expressing his connection to Joseph HaTzadik, he was really speaking to and teaching us about his connection to the Sefirah of Yesod. Why is Joseph HaTzadik called righteous? Because in the Bible, there's the story of Potiphar's wife. And we have been touching through the writings of the Ari about this Sephirah of Yesod and how it takes five levels of Givurot, five levels of Givura that come from Chesed, Givura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. And five levels of Chasadim coming also from Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod. So within Yesod, and we just read some of it tonight, and some of it we've read in the last few weeks from the writings of the Ari. Within the Sephirah of Yesod, there is a partsuf, a complete structure of 10 Sephirot. Five Givurot and five Chasadim. See, it's kind of hard to understand that because we have three columns in the Tree of Life. But here we're only talking about two columns. But we have learned that the central column is always made up of Chesed and Givurah, where Givurah has accepted domination by Chesed. Chesed is a little bit more authority. Not much, just a sprinkling, just enough to tip the teeter-totter to the side of the right, the side of Chesed. But there are 10 Sephirot, 5 Chesed. What are the 5 Chesed? They are Keter, Achma, Chesed, Netzach, and Yesod. Those are the 5 chasadim that flow into Malchut. What are the 5 Givurot? They are Bina, Givura, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. I made some mistakes in those listings because I don't have it in front of me and I'm going from a picture in my mind. The Chasadim are Keter, Hakma, Chesed, that's 3. Tiferet is 4. Hod is, or Netzach is 5. The Givurot are Bina, Givura, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. That's 5. But you're all saying to yourselves, where's the central column? How can Tiferet be on the right and Yesod and Malchut be on the left? But we have read about that in the Ari's writings, how Malchut is built from the left column. But through the process of sweetening, whatever that is, beans, through that process of sweetening, Malchut moves from the left to the central. The reason that Rabbi Berg chose Joseph and his charioteer to Yesod was this is the core of how to correct every aspect of every human being. Each of us has to make this connection to your soul. Because we know that Hashem has created five against five. He has created this against that. And understand.